I'm curious, what are some of the questions that you get from surgeons about management of rectal cancer? What are some of the areas that they're interested in learning about?
I think that the most interesting question, as I started off at the beginning talking about, was we've gone from this era where we thought everyone needed chemo radiation, and that's mainly from postoperative studies, to where the standard of care is preoperative chemo radiation. We don't have as good a clinical staging. So we want to minimize overtreatment of patients. So I think that it's a very difficult question to answer, but we would like to know which patients we can safely avoid radiation in. And the other thing that I wanted to touch on also was that we may be able to avoid at least potentially aggressive chemotherapy in some patients in the adjuvant setting as well by tailoring the adjuvant chemotherapy to the response. But I'll first talk about the minimization of the use of radiation. There has been a pooled analysis that was done combining data from the old GITSG studies, the NSABP-R01 and R02 trials, and then the intergroup 114 trials, all of which had different randomizations, different treatments offered to patients that were randomized. But they looked at T and N stage and then outcome data based on what treatment was received. And it was a surprising result to many of us that T3 and 0 patients did not clearly benefit from the use of radiation in terms of survival. There were single-digit reductions in local tumor recurrence with the addition of radiation. So that's a very large group, and it's a very heterogeneous group. But clearly, not all those patients benefit from the use of radiation. So the bottom line from that is, in clinical practice, is I think the most important clinical feature that predicts whether someone has a high enough risk of recurrence with surgery alone is the distance from the anal verge if they have nodes negative on endoscopic ultrasound and CT scan. So 10 centimeters or more based on rigid proctoscopy seems to be the number that most people accept, that beyond that, if they're node negative, that radiation is not going to help them very much. It might reduce the recurrence risk by less than 5%, but that will never translate into survival benefit. And you could argue that it's not clinically significant. And the 10 centimeter number comes from two trials, from the Swedish rectal trial, which is a randomized preoperative trial, preoperative radiation alone, 25 gray and 5 fractions, versus blunt surgical resection alone. And then the Dutch total mesorectal excision trial, which had the same radiation regimen followed by mesorectal excision surgery versus mesorectal excision surgery alone. In both of those trials, one of them had what we consider average quality but commonly used surgery, and then the other gold standard surgery, which is mesorectal excision, but they both had the same finding that radiation did not improve local control in the tumors that were greater than 10 centimeters from the anal verge. So that's something that I consider that radiation is not necessary in patients clinically staged that have nodes negative with tumors that are high in the pelvis, 10 centimeters more from the anal verge, based on a rigid proctoscopy, which is an important point because the flexible endoscopy can often overestimate the distance of the verge from the anal verge to the lower part of the tumor.